It's time to talk about it. You're listening to the Arlene Bynum Show on Talk Radio AM 640.
545. You know, we talk a lot about how safe all our technology is for us, and in all of our hearts, we're hoping that the science we're getting has been figured out by someone, because boy, if it causes problems, we're in a little bit of trouble. We're about to hear a story, and I first read about it. It was in the Kitchener-Waterloo Record just a couple of days ago. And it's about a man who had a lot of health problems, heart problems, and they started 15 years ago, and he had no idea what to think. He went through a lot of stuff, and then he turned his sights on technology. I would like to welcome Howard Kalnitsky, who's joining us live. Welcome to the program, Howard.
Hi, Arlene.
Thank you for joining us. Your story compelled me. First of all, when did you start to get sick?
Well, you know, let me just first off correct a couple of things, because when the article was originally published in the Kitchener Record, it's wireless technology. It's Wi-Fi is part of wireless technology. And it seemed when the story spread to other media outlets, it somehow got changed to Wi-Fi.
No, so I appreciate it. It's broader than that, Howard.
Yeah. Okay, so I came down. I was diagnosed with a heart condition when I was 37. There's a couple of inaccuracies in the article. I'm 56 years old now. I was first diagnosed with a heart condition when I was 37.
Mm-hmm.
I'm formerly from Toronto. We moved out here in 2003, so I changed cardiologists. And when I got out here, my new cardiologist wanted to put me on a medication to control another problem that developed, a regular heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened essentially was I reacted to this medication. I almost died. I was on it for 4 years, and when I went back to the cardiologist, he just sort of shucked it off and said, oh, don't worry about it. Well, 3 months later, this was in 2007, I got really sick. I went into what's called hypothyroid storm, and I lost 25 pounds in about 6 weeks. The comment in the article that I went from being this healthy man to a frail old guy, that was in reference to going into hyperthyroidism, okay, which was caused by the medication. So once I recovered from this miraculously, my thyroid came back by the fall, I still had this arrhythmia stuff, and I started searching, trying to see, well, what was causing this arrhythmia. I looked at food allergies. I looked at all kinds of things. I eliminated things from my diet, coffee, Coca-Cola, even cut down on chocolate, which was really hard to do. And still the arrhythmia persisted. And the attacks, I mean, with arrhythmia, it's very unusual for someone my age to develop arrhythmia. Arrhythmia is usually associated with older people, and they get pacemakers and all that.
Yeah,
kind of
so
thing.
When did you start to suspect it might be technology?
I think in the, you know, my background is I worked for almost 17 years in the consumer electronic business, and working for Sony and Toshiba, whatever, I started to clue into the fact when I was at work in head office, I was sitting under fluorescent lights all day, and I would feel sick. I would feel drained of energy.
That happens to me, actually.
Yeah, and so you probably, you know, I mean, people don't clue into this stuff because there's this, it's just not well known. It's starting to become more evident as more research comes to the surface. But
so, how did you figure it out? Because you've been diagnosed, or you think you have something that's almost.
I had them turn the fluorescent lights off over my office when I was working in Toronto at Sanyo. And I put a lamp on my desk, an incandescent light. That made a big difference. The other thing that I clued into is the old tube monitors. I used to get headaches and eye strain, and I could actually see the little 60 hertz bar moving up and down the screen. So just by changing the refresh rate from 60 hertz to 72, a different frequency that I wasn't sensitive to, the symptoms disappeared.
Now, did you have a cell phone, Howard?
I have owned, in the last 15 years, I have owned a grand total of 3 cell phones, and I don't use them, and I never have. There's been periods when I did, but I started to suspect something was wrong because 10 years ago, I had Bluetooth device in my ear, and I started to feel, I used to take the device out and put my finger in my ear because it felt like there was liquid or something running out of my ear, but my ear was always dry.
Now, you have something that you say you're affected by, electromagnetic hypersensitivity is the name, and it's the internet and Wi-Fi and all of it?
Yeah, so in May 31st of 2011, the World Health Organization made an announcement, and they basically reversed their position 180 degrees, and they came out and they classified all of this wireless e-smog, radio frequency stuff as a possible carcinogen. Okay, they gave it a 2B rating, so they said it has the possibility. They didn't come right out and say it's a carcinogen. And what you have to understand, what you have to accept, first of all, before we even get deeper into this conversation, is the money that's involved in this technology.
Yeah, we do. And I just want to get the points because we don't have a ton of time here. Yeah. But Howard, so this electromagnetic hypersensitivity, you have a doctor who agrees with you and it's actually something that is on the medical radar.
The mainstream medical practitioners, for the most part, don't acknowledge this. Dr. Rena Bray at Women's College Hospital has a clinic that treats people for sensitivities, and she's now seeing people with EHS.
And you feel better now, Howard, and you're not on the internet and you're not on a cell phone or anything?
I am on the internet. I don't suffer as bad as some people, but what I did was I turned off the Wi-Fi in my home and I got rid of my cordless phones, and miraculously my arrhythmia has disappeared
than
a year. But the problem is once we walk out the door, this article got written because I was cutting the grass this summer and suddenly I saw this giant cell phone tower in my neighborhood. I just noticed coming home today there's two more that have gone up. We can't get away from this stuff. People that are sensitive to this, and there's a lot of people that are, where are our rights? These are technologies that people use and they've embraced and they're, whatever, but they've never done any testing to see how they affect human physiology and the bioelectric functioning of our bodies.
All right, Howard, I just want to ask you, so you've got rid of all this stuff and you say your health has dramatically improved.
All I'm saying is that my arrhythmia has gone away. But listen, you can take your cell phone out in your home and you can still get a signal. You're always going to be bathed in this stuff. It's everywhere. It's gotten to the point where you can't get away from it. So where do our rights come in as far as, if we want to live somewhere, there are people that have moved 3 and 4 times to get away from this stuff, and towers go up. Like, what are we supposed to do? This is documented all around the world. And you'll notice in the article, Arlene, Peter Braid, my MP, the last thing that he said was that he empathized with me and with people like me, but that, the policies are based on science, and according to Health Canada, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Well, the fact of the matter is, it took the government here till October of 2011 to finally come out and acknowledge something, and they basically gave a precautionary warning, saying, the studies are ongoing or whatever, but, you can take steps to limit yourself. How are we supposed to take steps to limit ourselves if we're bathed in this stuff?
Yeah, unfortunately, Howard, I think the genie's out of the bottle. I thank you for joining us, and I was fascinated by your story, and we will monitor your progress and appreciate you giving us your time.
I have a meeting with the mayor on November 12th, Arlene, and if you want to follow up, it's hard to deal with this on a municipal level because this is a federal thing, but it's been done. The City of Toronto actually fought back against TELUS.
All right.
So
we'll follow up then.
Thank you so much.
All right. You're very welcome. Good luck with your meeting. Howard Kalnitsky, and there's his story. You hear it. I read that in the Kitchener-Waterloo Record. Unbelievable.